John Seibel from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh joins us. And John, how are James Harrison's comments playing in Pittsburgh right now?
Oh, you can imagine that one right now. I mean, there are skywriters up in the sky writing this stuff all over the place. you guys know Pittsburgh very well, being the arch rival. This town lives and breathes black and gold, even pirates at times. But this is topic one today. People are talking about this at work. It's just not water cooler talk. It's prohibiting people from being effective at their jobs today. I mean, you don't get it every day. I mean, first off, it'd be one thing if he just slammed the commissioner, as he did, because he would have everybody in this area's support, because there are a lot of even delusional people who believe that the commissioner was picking on the Steelers. But when you start taking shots at your quarterback, even Ben, after last year, Milledgeville, all that, that's off-limits, man. That's just off-limits, and that's not going to play very well in this town.
What will the Rooneys do? Because, I mean, he basically embarrassed himself and the organization.
Well, Vinny, let me ask you this. When you were in that front office, and that happened, you guys always put a nice spin on it. Publicly, you said one thing, but privately, what would you do?
Well, to me, privately, I mean, he's 33 years old, and this is not his first go through with this kind of stuff. I mean, he's had issues before. He gets fined a lot. He talks a lot. He likes to talk a lot. So this is not going to be the last time that he's going to embarrass the organization. I would listen to calls, you know, probably after the season. I would find a way to try to get rid of him. I mean, they've gotten rid of Santonio Holmes. They've gotten rid of other players, other Pro Bowl players that were younger and probably had longer to be there. So I don't see him being long for the Steelers.
Well, and also being the salary cap, Aaron, who knows what the new salary cap system and structure is going to look like once this new CBA gets done. But they have drafted for his replacement already. I mean, and that's what people wondered when Jason Worlds was drafted. Did they draft his replacement? He has a hefty salary cap number. There's no question. He's going nowhere this year just because of the complexity of doing such business right now. He's a great player still. So, yeah, you know what? This is going to be uncomfortable in the locker room. This is going to be incredibly uncomfortable. If Jason Worlds were to progress this year, or if they look at Lawrence Timmons as a guy that they can move outside, and they get, say they get Lamar Woodley locked up to a long-term deal, which they need to do, then all this, and that's priority one. If they get Woodley locked up, then they could do something about the other position. But if Jason Worlds progresses or they think they can move Timmons outside, sure, free up some salary cap space and get rid of a headache.
Ken Wyman,
I'm thinking about that now, Vinny.
Ken Wyman and Vinny Serrato talking with John Seibel from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. We talked when the Ben Roethlisberger stuff broke, and the fans, a lot of the fans you said in Pittsburgh were basically like, let's get rid of this guy. I'm curious, the fans, when they're talking about James Harrison today, do they want him out of town?
Well, it's a two-part discussion. Had it been just Goodell, it would have been no problem. They would have been like, yeah, you go, boy. But as soon as he started saying stuff like, you know, in that article, well, at least throw it on their side of the field. You ain't Peyton Manning, bro. Well, what's the point? I mean, what's the point of it? What good does that do? You know, I think we all get a little bit ornery at times and would like to tell our boss off, or we'd like to go to a coworker and tell them off. But discretion is the better part of valor, and discretion is also the better part of stupidity. And that's exactly what this was. This is utter stupidity. Somewhere that sensor in all of our brains that say, okay, you wanna, but you better not. He doesn't have that sensor. You know, I had an email that I was going to send out yesterday to somebody in my food chain above me, in my chain of command. And I wrote it out. I felt good because I wrote it, but then I deleted it because I knew it was stupid to send that. It made no sense, even though it was the truth. It made no sense. He needs to find a sensor somewhere.
Now, inside the organization, I'm sure that they probably consider him a time bomb, and they've probably just been waiting for something like this to happen. And there's probably other things that have gone on within that organization that he has done that nationally people don't know about.
Well, yeah, and then there's the embarrassment of him getting that huge contract, and then the book comes out and he admits to smacking the mother of his child around, you know, I mean, punching her. So, I mean, that doesn't sit very well. You bring up a great point about the time bomb thing, too. Not only is he a time bomb with his words, who knows when the time bomb goes off, and then all of a sudden he's not able to play. So not only do you have this guy taking up salary cap space, but you have to fill his void, and he's a great player. Can you afford to have somebody of that ability and that size of a paycheck and that size of a chunk of your salary cap not able to play? No. If you're paying somebody, you have to have confidence that they're going to play. And at this point, if I'm a Rooney, I don't know that this guy, I don't have confidence that this guy is going to be able to play. When's his next headshot? Is he going to continue to rail against Roger Goodell and say stupid things or maybe do stupid things? And then he gets suspended. What does that leave me with? I think the Rooneys are in a little bit of a tenuous situation with him this year. But I wouldn't be surprised, Vinny. I know it's a hot topic right now. People are emotional about it, and they always are as soon as it happens. And then over time it wears off. Look at the Ben situation for an example. But I would not be surprised if they didn't do exactly what you said a few moments ago. At the end of the year, look around. See who would want them. Because I guarantee you this, there's going to be an awful lot of people, Benny, that pick up the phone if they called.
Oh, there's no question. But if you'll trade the Super Bowl MVP, the guy that won makes the great catch to win the Super Bowl, you know, and he's a young guy with a lot left. You know, I mean, let me ask you this, John.
He's younger than his years because all those years he was trying to break into the league. So, you know, he's much younger than his legs. I mean, than his age. There's no question about that. But, you know, it's also a good sign, too. It's like, hey, listen, I don't care how good you are. You can't just go around. Nobody's bigger than the team.
Right.
Because as soon as James Harrison leaves, at this point they're not retiring his jersey. Somebody else is going to wear 92. Somebody will get that jersey.
Who handles this? Who handles this as soon as the lockout's over? Is he in Tomlin's office or is he in Rooney's office?
Or is he in Goodell's office?
Well, yeah. For some reason, I think that Roger Goodell might want to whisper in James's ear, much like James said he was going to whisper in Goodell's ear if they had won the Super Bowl. This starts with Tomlin. This starts with Tomlin. There's no question. I would be shocked if we don't hear something from Tomlin today or tomorrow because coaches even come out and said that Rashard Mendenhall's tweets about Bin Laden and all that stuff were foolish. So I would expect to hear something from Tomlin, but it's going to be nowhere close to what Tomlin himself will tell James Harrison. And I think that Coach Tomlin has all the street cred in the world in that locker room to be heard and to go up to personalities, even like James Harrison, and get his point across. So that's where it starts. But I would not put would not put this past Art Rooney the second at all for him to say, son, we need to talk.
Well, hey, John, why wouldn't the league? I mean, his a lot of his hits are, you know, close to illegal or illegal. I mean, when Gene Washington reviews anything, you know, if it's close, it's Harrison? Well, let's fine him. Let's suspend him. I think, you know, if in doubt, go after him. I mean, we had the same situation with Mark Carrier at the time. I mean, that's why Mark ended up getting out of the league. He got so many suspensions, and it wasn't worth having him around. I think that's what's going to happen with Harrison in the league office this year. If it's close, go ahead and get after that guy.
Yeah, last I checked, Gene Washington's still human. Roger Goodell's still human, right? I mean, they're not robots. We're not robots. So as much as you like to say, well, I'll take it on a case-by-case basis, no, you don't. You come in with a bias against James Harrison right away.
No doubt about it.
And rightfully so. He's done it himself. And let's spin it the other way. What if James Harrison were the greatest guy in the world? What if he were out every single, three times a week helping charities? What if he was a big supporter of Roger Goodell? And Gene Washington's doing a great thing. The league is doing the right thing by protecting players and headshots. And then he slips up. Wouldn't you be more apt to give a guy who doesn't have a history and does and says all the right things a break?
Yes.
Absolutely. The exact opposite is James Harrison, a guy with a serious NFL rap sheet, a guy who is saying awful things, a guy who's calling attention to himself. He's a guy who needs to get attention steered away from him. But instead, he's calling all the attention to him.
Right. He's bad. He's bad for the league. He is bad for the NFL. And John, I mean, just by
he's good for us though, Vinny. We get to talk about it, right?
Right. But the thing about it is you know, he criticizes so many people, announcers. I mean, he goes after former players. All this. Why wouldn't teams line up? I mean, a receiver come in, crackback, go after his knee. Why wouldn't he try to set him up, chop his knee? I mean, I could see that happen. If you want to attack everybody else, they're going to attack you.
Well, yeah, he's putting a big target on his
no doubt
on his back. Just like you know, Ryan Clark says that Ray Rice put a target on his back, and Ryan Clark says, "I'll find you." Yeah, why put more of a target on you? Hey, listen, it's no secret. James Harrison is out there. His history is what it is. Now he just brought more attention to himself. And I'm not going to fault Roger Goodell if, when it comes down to a judgment call, that he says, "You know what? You're on the wrong side of the line today, again, James."
What was his Wonderlic, John? What was his Wonderlic score?
To realize that the commissioner may not be friendly to James Harrison and may not give him the benefit of the doubt, because you know what? I wouldn't either.
What was his Wonderlic score, John?
I'm going to guess about a four.
Ken Wyman and Vinny Serrato talking with John Seibel from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. You alluded to it, John. I'm curious how the Ray Rice, Ryan Clark Twitter war is playing in Pittsburgh.
Well, people are all over Ray Rice, like, you know, what's he doing? And then I try to, hey, listen, we try to be entertaining, right, guys? We try to inform and have intelligent discussion over this stuff. And I think one important thing to bring up in this whole discussion is the fact that Ray Rice's life has been seriously touched by drunk driving when he lost his cousin years ago. So I think that's very fair game. And I understand I was nearly killed by a drunk driver myself back in January of 1987. So I'm very sensitive to the topic. I do not give very much rope at all on the topic. So I understand where Ray Rice is coming from. I think it certainly makes week one, if the season does happen in its totality, I think it makes week one more interesting. It makes the rivalry more interesting. I don't know if you guys heard Ryan Clark's comment yesterday on our radio station in the morning, but he was very calm when he talked about it. He didn't talk poorly of Ray Rice at all. He just said, I would have said this about anybody. You know, we don't need to be calling out other players. So I didn't sense rancor, at least publicly, coming from Ryan Clark. Although he did say he knows where Ray Rice is, so maybe we'll see that rancor on the football field.
You need to have Ryan back on and ask him what he thinks about his own teammate calling out players if he doesn't think it's good for players to call out other players.
He's out. He's on the show or on the station every Tuesday, so I'm sure next Tuesday morning he's going to be asked that question.
No doubt.
Hey, final thing for you, John. What's going on with the Pirates? Are they for real?
How can they not be after 90 games? I mean, in the word for real is so relative. I mean, this would not be for real for the Yankees or the Red Sox, but this would be for real for the Orioles.
Yes.
This would be for real for the Pirates, no doubt. I'm still not convinced that they're going to be able to stay in contention like they are a game out right now or a few games over 500. I'm not. But they've already overachieved for the season. You know, when the season started, the most wins that any sensible and respected critic of the Pirates thought that they were going to get would be maybe 75. Well, right now, 75 wins would be a disappointment because they've raised the bar. It's a great story, arguably the best story in baseball this year. I'm not convinced. Matter of fact, I doubt that they're going to be able to keep it up. I've already made one stupid bet with these guys and ended up having to wash their jock straps a couple of weeks ago in the clubhouse. So who knows? I could be way wrong on this team yet again.
John Seibel from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. John, as always, a pleasure having you on the
show. Thanks, John.
Kenny Vane, it's great talking to you guys.
You got it, man.